Israeli attacks, both security-related and military, should be critically examined, especially in light of their success in different regions and against different targets. These attacks ultimately led to the assassination of Hezbollah's Secretary General, Syed Hassan Nasrallah, despite strict security measures to protect him. Since becoming a declared target by Israel, Nasrallah's security forces have implemented extraordinary precautions. People around him are prohibited from using cell phones or the internet. In addition, Nasrallah never stays in one location for extended periods of time. The specific location targeted in the attack is known as the Qadim al-Anbiya headquarters, a command center overseen by Commander Fawad Shakr, who has been tasked with organizing the Al-Aqsa flood battle since October 8, 2023. Shakr was a regular visitor to this site. However, although Shakr was assassinated on the outskirts of the city on July 30, Hezbollah does not consider the incident a sign of internal security breaches, either human or electronic. In his professional role, he inadvertently left traces of his movements, which Israeli intelligence successfully exploited. It is therefore not entirely surprising that Israel learned of Nasrallah's whereabouts at the location where he was eventually assassinated. This comes after several months in which Israel refrained from targeting Hezbollah leaders, except those directly involved in the conflict and engaged in active combat against Israel. Both sides largely abided by these unofficial boundaries.